شكرا.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, the Syrian Arab Republic participates as observer in the MSP 21 of the Convention on the Prohibition of Anti-Personnel Mines to showcase the continued problem of explosive devices and IEDs in Syria. In this respect, I would like to reaffirm that mine action is a humanitarian need in my country. UNMAS estimates that since 2013, 6 persons are injured daily, sometimes because of explosive devices. According to the Global Humanitarian Overview 2023, that is issued annually by the United Nations, 11.5 million men, women, and children risk the contamination, contamination of explosive devices in Syria. I take this opportunity to update you with the national efforts undertaken by Syria to save lives of the deleterious consequences of mines, unexploded devices, and IEDs left by armed terrorist groups in the areas that they were widespread in. The Syrian Arab Republic has been clearing contaminated areas to enable the displaced persons to return to their places of residence and their agricultural land to exercise business as usual and to restore their livelihoods free from the risks of mines. The national efforts, mine action national efforts, take so many tracks. The Syrian Arab Republic has undertaken efforts to implement plans of demining in a number of liberated areas that were contaminated by mines as per our means. On another track, the Syrian Arab Republic signed a memorandum of understanding with UNMAS in 2018. The National Demining Committee, headed by His Excellency the Minister of Foreign and Expatriates Affairs, was created in 2022 with a view to strengthening the national framework for demining in Syria. As well as following up the implementation of the MOU and its activities in coordination and cooperation with UNMAS Damascus. UNMAS Damascus, over the past period, provided technical, operational, and financial support to the activities and projects of detection, risk reduction, and victim assistance. As regards risk reduction and mine action awareness, a concrete progress has been registered in organizing training sessions to prepare facilitators of awareness raising campaigns of IEDs. It also managed to achieve progress in terms of the media campaigns on the mine action and mitigation awareness raising. Until the 31st of October 2023, beneficiaries of such awareness raising sessions amounted to 449,764 beneficiaries across the governorates of Syria. Operationally, since 2002, in the period 2021 to 2023, detection, survey, and clearance operations of the contaminated areas have been undertaken in Damascus, rural Damascus, Aleppo, and Latakia, covering districts of eastern Ghouta, Daraya, Douma, Yarmouk Camp, Nashabia, and Harasta, including the operators accredited by UNMAS Syria. The number of the total area of the contaminated areas in the period 2021-2023 amounted to 4,333 square kilometers, finding 1,220 UXOs of all types, of which 720 were destroyed. When it comes to victims' assistance, the Ministry of Social and Social Affairs and Labor has been responding to the needs of victims ensuring the implementation of legislations that provide them with education, labor, and adequate health care. It includes also providing prosthetic devices in Homs, Hama, Governorates in cooperation with AMMES and the Syrian Association for Social Development, as well as the association called STEP for Prosthetic Devices 2021-2023. Despite the progress made in the clearance of areas in Syria, the funding of donors has been backtracking. The allocations are exiguous and are inadequate. The funding gap continues to block the mine action in Syria, which led UNMAS to discontinue some projects because of this funding gap. In addition to that, they continued the unilateral coercive measures against the Syrian people, and the political conditionality undermines the technical and financial resources provided. Occupation and illegal foreign presence in some parts of Syria, as well as the use by terrorist groups of mines and IEDs in these areas, are indeed hindrances to the access to our access to the contaminated areas in the Syrian in the occupied Syrian Golan. Mines planted by the Israeli occupation between these houses of Syrian citizens and around their fields and their villages is a real risk to their lives and livelihoods. In conclusion, meeting the humanitarian goals of the mining in Syria needs national ownership, strengthening international cooperation and support, providing technical and financial support independent from the political political conditionality, and to support national efforts in this respect. Thank you.